facing the climate change that's affecting the entire planet and the life of billions of people, representatives of the world's states gathered in Paris to take the necessary countermeasures to bring global temperatures back to standards. The European Union, which ratified the agreement in October 2016, also adopted a series of proposals called the Green Deal, whose ambitious goal is to achieve zero emissions by 2050. The large number of changes that will affect both producers and consumers has sparked a series of protests across the continent, driven by legitimate concerns. Who will bear the cost of change? How will these be distributed among the social classes? How will Europe react? We therefore seek reassurance in Alessandro Sardone from the Summer School on Economics and Institution in Europe of the University of Trento. We're here with Alessandro Sardone. Welcome, Alessandro.
Thank you.
So, the European Commission in 2020 took a big decision for the environment. What happened?
So basically in 2020, the European Commission launched what is called the European Green Deal, which is a series of policy intervention, a series of initiatives with the aim to make Europe the first area in the world to reach net zero emission, so become completely climate neutral by the year 2050. And this is a huge challenge. I mean, we are all aware of the climate change issue. It's a threat for the entire world. And so the European Commission decided to step in and to design this Green Deal and all these interventions to deal with this issue. And this comes after the quite famous Paris Agreement of 2015, in which launched by the United Nations, in which most of the countries from all over the world agreed that, I mean, we are in a threat, we are in a dangerous situation, and we should all aim to reach net zero emission at a certain point.
We all remember the drama of the Paris Convention. So the change is inevitable.
Yes.
How the Green Deal will impact on our lives.
So basically, the main instrument of the Green Deal, given that the objective is to reach net zero emissions in less than 30 years now, the main instrument that the European Commission has designed is a price-based instrument, basically. It has been designed a scheme, the ETS, Emission Trading System, that forces companies to reduce their emissions. And the scheme works in this way, basically. There is a certain amount of emission allowances every year, and there is a market in which these emission allowances are exchanged, and basically firms need to buy the permits to emit every year. And the program is to reduce the amount of emission permits to zero, basically, in 2050. Yeah. And this basically imposes a price on an additional cost on firms, because I mean, it's a costly instrument, and given the law of demand and supply, the lower is the number of these emission permits, the higher will be the price. And so we already see now that the average emission price, the average price of these emission permits, it's around 100 euros per ton of CO2 emissions produced.
Okay.
So since it is a price instrument, it is quite costly. This is going to impact people. It's going to impact families directly, because it's going to raise the price of products.
By impacting on the enterprises, it will impact on the prices that...
Exactly. And in particular, we will see this on the energy product.
Okay.
So we will see... I mean, we already see now that this taxation, this emission permits, is impacting the price of energy. So it's increasing the price of energy at the moment.
Yeah, so it can even push forward to change the way we produce energy, this Green New Deal.
Yes, exactly. Because, I mean, we have, of course, green energy producers that do not pay the taxes because they do not produce emissions. So we see that it's mainly firms that produce energy via oil or carbon or other emission-intensive
With inputs. A great impact on the environment.
Yes.
So it will increase the cost of life. The object of your research is to show how the public intervention could help the lower classes to face this change. What's the plan, Alessandro?
So basically what we see empirically is that the poorest family are those that are facing the highest cost in this transition, in this green transition. And this is particularly true because not only we are talking about families with the lowest level of income, but we also know that those families are those that consume the highest share of their income for energy products. So since we are going to see the price of energy, first of all, to increase, then it's in doubt that those families are going to be affected the most. So now
For example,
electricity, simply. So, I mean, these families, they use the highest share of their income on this kind of product. We are talking about a difference from the lowest quantile in the income distribution to the highest quantile in the income distribution. We go from 10% for the poorest to less than 5% for the richest. So we are talking about, I mean, a double share in this sense.
And so
the point is this, that since we already know empirically that the poorest are going to be affected by this transition, then it's necessary that the public authority intervene to, let's say, put a relief on this family to reduce the burden on their on their life, basically.
On their economic life and on their choices, yes. Of course. How they will help them?
So basically there are two kind of instruments, and they are already taken into account in this European Green Deal. So to be more specific, there is the so-called Social Transition Fund. So basically there are already money, the money that basically come from the collection of the carbon taxation are used. They amount to a certain, they basically increase a fund that then it's used to do directly redistributional policies. And so the kind of policies that we are talking about are of two kind. They can be transfers that go directly to the poorest family. So we are talking about energy grants or other kind of transfers that go directly to the family, or they can be in the form of subsidies to firms. So basically to help firms to become greener. So it's we can call it like a go green fund.
Yeah, we can help you to buy new filters or to develop a new way to produce something like that. Or maybe if you can leave your old car with a diesel motor, we help you to buy an electric car, something like that.
I mean, on the production side, it's more, we help you to reduce your energy dependence.
Ah, okay.
We help you to develop technologies such that your production is less carbon intensive. And so in this way, basically you reduce the cost for firms to produce. And so this reduces the price.
The price for and so the
we
consumer.
Have, and so basically we have an indirect effect in this sense.
It's a closed circuit.
Yes, in the end, yes.
So helping the families with the money of the polluting enterprises.
Yes.
Okay, that's nice and easy. So, at least, do you think that the European choice could influence the other countries' one? I'm thinking about China or Nigeria, India, the new countries that are coming on mass production of goods.
So, basically, with the Paris Agreement, so with the United Nations initiatives, most of the countries from all over the world agreed on this point that we should reduce emissions because we see the average temperature that is increasing beyond what scientists believe to be a catastrophic threshold. The point is that not everybody's ready to impose such a program like the European Green Deal, and that's why Europe is really the first one that imposed such a program in 2020. We know, for example, that China has committed to reach the same target as the European Union, so to reach the net zero emissions, but by 2060, so with a lag of 10 years. Now, we don't know if this would be really possible, but at least there is an attempt to do that. There are other countries that don't have even a target.
There is the will, and maybe Europe can show an example to the rest of the world.
Maybe Europe can drive, yes, can be the first. It's now up front of this group of countries, and let's hope it will be an example for everybody and that everybody will follow this.
At least, how do you think that the summer school helped to develop this project?
The good thing of this summer school was that it gave us different perspective on the issue of the European integration. So we had law perspective, more economic perspective, more social science perspective. Since I'm working on specifically the Green Deal, and so the aim of Europe, of European countries to reach such a target, it is important for me to consider not only the economic perspective, but also other perspective, like legal perspective, social science perspective. And so the summer school, in this sense, helped me to understand and to probably to start to think about other instruments that can be well integrated with the economic instrument. So something that I need to look at to close the picture and to understand well how this will go basically in the end.
An interdepartmental meeting.
Yes, I mean, it was really interdisciplinary, we can say.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Alessandro.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by Samba Radio for the Trento Summer School on Economics and Institutions in Europe. All the episodes are written and edited by Tommaso Selli.